May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for June 6, 2020. And today I'm going to discuss the last 2 weeks of fast-breaking news with three compendiums, the videos and articles I've produced to document this amazing time in history that I believe is the big event. Call it a time of revelations or the Aquarian spring that initiates the millennial Aquarian age of freedom and love. But first, we've got to slog through the purging of all those old Piscean records of the last 2,000 years that are epitomized by deep fears by the deep state that is trying to sabotage the high state by making everyone as miserable and fearful as they are because their time is short and fear is great. In other words, the news is a real intense mess these days. I'm going to try and basically unpack it. Debrief what's going on with global civilization going through a major metamorphosis, like when a caterpillar worm transforms into a butterfly. And right now we're kind of at the stage of the chrysalis, when the worm is disintegrating into a goopy gob of stuff that is beginning to take shape as a butterfly. Now this is global civilization right now, but we're a long way from taking flight into Aquarius. I mean, that's, you know, like the world right now, a goopy gob of craziness as the old paradigm disintegrates and a new paradigm integrates. So today I'll be doing a review of what's really happening as we see the fake stream media divert our attention from the pandemic fiasco to a new campaign of divisive fear-mongering with racial riots across America, actually across the world. So I'll be finishing with an update on the Aquarian mandate, and I'll try and work these three compendiums in that I published the last 12 days. I'm going to go through this at a pretty good clip. This is the narrative I'll be following from these three blogs that I've got archived in the show notes for the podcast. This includes a Memorial Day message on global health freedom and a reality report on the pandemic's Pandora's box, so to speak, plus the Aquarian mandate will be the third blog that I'll be discussing. And I may get off the narrative a little bit from the copy, but, you know, that's the idea of the radio show, is to flesh out the bones, so to speak, what I outline in the blog. So this is a kind of a period piece. This is a very interesting time in history. So if you take it from the perspective of the cosmic weather right now with the current astrology, psychology, and the quantum field, there was a full moon in Sagittarius yesterday, so we've got a strong tailwind of mental fire as the moon goes into Capricorn today, plus the sun in Gemini is conjunct Venus, squaring both Mars and Neptune in Pisces for some creative tension between masculine and feminine energies that I hope to channel for resolution of the grand illusion, if not self-delusion, regarding the pandemic or plandemic and the riots we now see on the world stage. Whew! This is an intense time on Earth, to say the least, folks. So without further ado, I'm going to go into the first piece. This is back on Memorial Day, May 25th. Excuse me. And I'm basically keep in mind as I go into this, those who have given their lives Memorial Day for our health freedoms in the battle that we see now. And there is a huge battle, this whole pandemic, plandemic situation. There are some very serious challenges to health freedom going on. And you might say there's being a focus on the whole issue of healthcare, global healthcare, the healthcare system itself. And what we're seeing is the symptoms of a sick healthcare system. With all this virus misinfo, disinfo, whether you call it a psyop or a scam or plandemic or scamdemic, false flag, whatever you want to refer to it as, this piece goes into it in a very, with, you know, some deep diving. And the first video that I have in this compendium back here regarding the Memorial Day event, which I'm trying to celebrate or focus on with these videos, and I believe there's about 9 videos in this compendium, which is a lot, and I'm going to skim over it, and you can pause the podcast if you're listening to this when the podcast is available. I mean, you can go to the website at heartcom.org, and the most recent, one of the most recent archived podcasts, you'll see the one on the crisis 2020, the global health crisis, and you can follow along now, or with the podcast, you can just pause at any point of my narrative with the radio show, of course, and watch the videos, read links, and have your own multimedia show that you can regulate as you will. So this is the first one of the three that I'm going to discuss today regarding the Memorial Day, the global health crisis. And at the very top is probably the most powerful of all the videos, which I reason I put at the top, and I refer to it as the best documentary of the year so far, 2020. And it's regarding the series of videos from the Corbet Report. This is the fourth in the series. You might say it's the summary on this health freedom issue. And it's called Meet Bill Gates. But the story of how Bill Gates is a central figure in this whole scamdemic, plandemic, psyop, false flag, whatever you want to call it. I mean, there can be no doubt that Bill Gates has worn many hats on his remarkable journey from his early life as the privileged son of a Seattle-based power couple to his current status as one of the richest and most influential people on the planet. But as we have seen in our exploration of Gates' rise as an unelected global health czar and population control advocate, the question of who Bill Gates really is no mere philosophical pursuit. Today we will attempt to answer that question as we examine the motives, the ideology, and the connections of this man who has been so instrumental in shaping the post-coronavirus world. Very amazing, in-depth documentary. And again, there's a link I provide at www.corbetreport.com/Gates, and there's 4 documentaries. This is the 4th one. You can watch all of those. Anyone that has the time that really wants to get the big picture of what's going on with this global pandemic, plandemic, whatever you want to refer, you know, call it. I mean, this is amazing. This is a standalone right there. This pretty much says it all if you want to assimilate what that's all about, or just watch this last summary one called Meet Bill Gates. I'm also including Dr. Judy Mekovits in an exclusive interview regarding the truth about vaccines, coronavirus, and the big pharma agenda, the big pharma mafia, the big pharma plague. Those who have been following the story of Dr. Judy Mekovits, she's providing extraordinary insight into what's going on with this pandemic, plandemic, scamdemic, psyop, false flag, whatever you want to call it. So now that's another interesting video. There's an article that gives it another perspective on, you know, world domination through vaccines that you can read that gives more insight on, you know, follow the money. He who pays the piper calls the tune. If you follow the big money and big media, you'll find out that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation spends tens of millions of dollars per year on media partnerships, sponsoring coverage of its program areas across the board. Gates funds the Guardian Global Development website. Gates funds NPR's global health coverage. Gates funds the Our World in Data website that is tracking the latest statistics and research on the coronavirus pandemic. Not just tracking them, but the bogus statistics, you know, they publish them as though they're fact, and how they're manipulated. They don't explain that. They just give the bogus statistics on where that's at and he's funding it, you know, to create, again, the illusion of it's worse than it is. And he's, Gates is also funding BBC coverage of global health and development issues, both through the BBC Media Action Organization and the BBC itself. And of course, Gates funds world health coverage on ABC News. And like I said, he's funding the NPR's global health coverage. So, you know, again, he who pays the piper calls the tune. We're talking about millions of dollars. He's funding just misinformation, disinformation, you know, to further the agenda of the Gates Foundation, which is mass vaccination, etc. More perspective on this is from Natural Life News, an article they published on May 28th explaining how fact checker, NPR and PBS have all been bought off by Bill Gates. And this is important to understand the mass consciousness who doesn't, you know, basically got, you know, everyone, those who are working and that are busy and they can only tune into news, you know, like when they're traveling home in the car in the evening, you know, a little bit of news they get. There's so much misinformation and disinformation, and they go to check, you know, from alternative websites through on the fact checker programs. They don't realize that it's now being funded by Bill Gates, again, to weed out disinformation about vaccines. Well, the fact is, since it's funded by Gates, the Gates Foundation, misinformation itself about vaccines is what fact checker program approves. So, I mean, he's fact checker's largest funder. So again, back to, you know, he who pays the piper calls the tune. So basically, I mean, here's an example. Facebook's fact checker declared false a statement made by Dell Bigtree about vaccines containing aluminum and mercury, which are neurotoxins, quote, and vaccines cause encephalopathy, Bigtree wrote. Even though this is factually correct, that vaccines contain neurotoxins, which causes encephalopathy, that's well documented. But even though this is factually correct information, as revealed on vaccine package inserts, you know, the side effects that they document on the inserts that come with vaccine packages, the Gates-funded fact checker decided it was false and immediately censored it. This is the type of misinformation and disinformation that Facebook's fact checker is putting out there. And then fact checker wrote in place of Bigtree's statement about the, you know, neurotoxins causing encephalopathy. Fact checker wrote that current data shows that vaccines are safe and do not cause toxicity or encephalopathy. Point being is that mainstream media outlets like NPR and PBS often parrot the pro-vaccine agenda, and these too receive massive gifts from Gates that end up bashing or biasing their media coverage. So Gates is injecting his cash fortune, and wherever he's injecting his cash fortune, expect to receive an onslaught of pro-vaccine propaganda. I think a lot of people realize this, but a lot of other people don't. I mean, they don't have time to sort all this out. They just, you know, they just can't believe that all the media is lying to them, and that Bill Gates could be so bold as to lie so blatantly. But obviously, this is all being exposed. People are waking up to the fact of it, and this is why the narrative is changing from, because people are waking up, they're changing the narrative from the pandemic with the viruses to the race riots. I'm going to be going into that more later on in the show. So suspicion and skepticism are vaccines for deception. This is from a Zero Hedge article, May 9th. In other words, they give you just enough truth with the big lie to inoculate you against the whole truth. And there's a quote by Voltaire, which is appropriate in the situation, that those, quote, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. So at this point, in my blog compendium, there's a video that's on BitChute, the story of the medical conspiracy against America. It's called Murder by Injection. It's Pharmacide, Murder by Injection. It's Eustace Mullins on the Bobby Lee Show back in 1993, long before the public suspected foul play with vaccines. Well, they're waking up to it now, folks. This video is a mind blower, all the way back to 1993. Eustace Mullins, the protege of Ezra Pond, who was imprisoned as a political prisoner after World War II for exposing the fascist powers of America that were supporting Hitler, including the Bush family, you know, the Bush banking family, and the whole story of all the different forces, including Rockefeller's Big Oil, Ford Motor Company's building Hitler's factories, IBM running the trains, Hitler's trains, you know, the concentration camps, all that stuff. That was exposed by Ezra Pound. Eustace Mullins is, again, is the protege of Ezra Pound. He was alive back in 1993, has passed on now. Eustace Mullins also wrote the book on the Federal Reserve that is considered the definitive documentary on the Federal Reserve. That even in the Federal Reserve Library, they have the book on the Federal Reserve. It was written by Eustace Mullins, and his interview regarding the medical industrial complex and the story of the medical conspiracy against America is brilliant in this video if you get a chance to watch it. Again, those who are listening to this podcast can pause in the future, can pause the podcast and watch that video. So, and then there is Beyond Quarantine. This is another article. What comes next? The good news. Things are turning around. The last 2 months have done the trick with the COVID ID 2019 live exercise. Now, there's a link on this understanding of the live exercise that I think is important. I'm going to be going into this more in the next compendium. But the realization that this was a live exercise, this whole thing with the COVID-19 situation, that it's, when I say a live exercise, it was planned, folks. It's like a global reality show. It's a mass mind psyop, a psychological operation. I mean, it's a big hoax and a huge scam. But, you know, it's a plandemic. And, you know, to make it really clear, if you think about it, at the time I wrote this here 2 weeks ago, 26 red states are now open. I think it's more like, there's more like 30 states now that are open. But 24 blue states stay shut. Why are the blue states staying shut? And why are the red states now open? Why are Republicans more into opening things up and getting the economy coming back? And why the Democrats in blue states want you know, to shut down and collapse the economy and keep things shut down? Well, think about it. This is political. So this is a last ditch desperate effort by deep state Democrats to dump Trump. Excuse me. I'm going to take a little drink here. Okay. Billions of global citizens, I call them global netizens because they're online netizens, have by now experienced unprecedented home time, you know, with the quarantine. Many of us United Sovereigns, I refer to us as the United Sovereigns, have escaped the idiot box, you know, TV fake news, excuse me, to go online for alternative independent news on the lockdown, as I've been reporting at Global Co-Creation. Hello? Where have they got this coming in here? Okay. I think I'm still recording. All righty. As I've been reporting on Global Co-Creation, so we've had an expensive 2 months at the expense of core freedoms of speech, big tech censorship, assembly, religious or otherwise, and freedom from medical tyranny. This COVID-19 live exercise was necessary. Again, it's a live exercise, folks. I'll be talking about that more again in the second compendium. It's important to understand how this was a live exercise. This whole plandemic, I mean, it was planned, and there's a purpose for it. I mean, whether you believe that sealed indictments and roundup of evildoers has occurred during this time or not, the deep state of globalist deception is now exposed and disintegrating as never before. Now, for example, According to the brilliant judge Anna von Ritz on May 5th, 2020, and those of you who know of Judge Anna von Ritz, brilliant constitutional lawyer, judge, you'll know that this is, you know, this will confirm the credibility here. And when she says that, let's call it what it is, folks, this whole virus hoax is a simulated war exercise being foisted off on us on purpose. U.S. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo admitted it, said it was a live exercise within days of it starting. Why can't we start thinking and acting accordingly? Unquote. That's from Judge Anna von Ritz. So here are some other things that Judge Anna had to say about Trump in regard to the deep state, let's call it the swamp. Number one, Trump made vaccines voluntary, not mandatory. The military will test purity and distribute vaccines. And this is, again, Judge Anna saying this. That means that federal citizens will not be forced to take vaccines. Americans were never under any such obligation. And my comment to that was, you know, we just believed the BS that vaccines were safe. So there was an article referencing this first point by Dr. Anna. The article was saying that Trump says coronavirus vaccine will be voluntary. Not everyone is going to want to get it, quote, unquote, by Trump. And that was a June 5th. So that was the first point. Second point Dr. Anna said was that Trump has defunded the World Health Organization and is stumping for an investigation and its operations. My comment on that was the World Health Organization, or WHO, is basically a deep state front organization for the United Nations, and of course it's involved with China, and so the whole extreme left communist Chinese influence in the World Health Organization, of course, it's being funded now by Bill Gates has become the primary funder of the World Health Organization, and Trump is saying, you know, out of the U.S. He's defunded it. He doesn't, you know, he's not supporting this World Health Organization because of its influence with the communist Chinese and the extreme left. So point three, but from Dr. Anna, she says that Trump has knocked out the Democrats' H.R. 6666 bill known as the COVID-19 Trace Act. I talked about this in my last show, Bill Gates' Diagnosis and Tracking Surveillance Project. Number four. Trump canceled another Gates project, ID 2020, which would have earmarked people like cattle, the surveillance program again. He's canceled that project. He's like full tilt, trying to reverse what Gates has been doing, funding with the mass media propaganda. So this is why they've switched the narrative on the mainstream media from the pandemic to social chaos with the riots. Because people have woke up to the illusion that it is a hoax, that all the projections they made with the danger of this thing's turned out the danger of the pandemic is virtually no more than the common flu. So they're trying to keep things locked down, and they've switched the narrative. The number five point made by Dr. Anna was that Trump has opened a complaint forum to report censorship on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. There's an article, a link on that, that verifies that point. Number six was that Trump has stopped the 5G rollout nationwide. Now, to me, this was the most controversial point. I want to believe that. I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that fact. I've heard some evidence to the fact that while the shutdown's been going on with the quarantine, that there's been 5G being installed nationwide. I want to believe that has stopped. I think as far as I'm concerned, that still has not been verified for me sufficiently, and I'm looking forward to hearing more that has happened, because I know that big tech has trillions of dollars at stake for a rollout of 5G, and they've been doing it surreptitiously behind the scene. So we'll wait and see on that. Number seven was the point made that Trump issued the executive order to reopen the states. And the governors who refuse will be sued. Now that, I've heard, is true. Number eight, another point by Judge Anna is that another executive order to take control of the electrical grids, which will indirectly put an end to the misuse of the public airwaves by private electronic surveillance groups, like the out-of-control grid that known parties have been establishing to fill our skies with 78,000 mini-satellites beaming 5G into the Earth. I've heard about that. I want to believe that that's being stopped also. But again, there are trillions of dollars behind this 5G agenda. So this is one I'm just like I'm waiting to see on. Number nine point by Judge Anna. She says that declared places of worship, essential services. Trump has declared places of worship as essential services and ended all that petty anti-religious nonsense. This was freedom of religion that was shut down, folks, as well as freedom of assembly. In general, in public places, we can't even have public dances. You know, I mean, it's driving me crazy. I love to dance. It's my favorite exercise. Number 10 point, and the final point made by Judge Anna is that Trump has applauded efforts by Australia and 116 other countries to find out what actually happened in Wuhan, China, and how the illness there spread to Italy and around the world so rapidly, yet never reached Beijing and other inexplicable anomalies. Well, a lot of those anomalies have come out of the wash, and it all conveys the reality. This has been a massive plandemic, scamdemic, psyop, psychological operation. I've been saying it from the beginning, as well as Robert David Steele and other luminaries. But people got caught up in the fear porn, the fear mongering, and wearing their fear masks going around, which is insane because it, it blocks the exhaust, the elimination of toxic air, the CO2 with the fear mask, and makes people sick. I mean, you see people riding around in their cars with the mask on, making themselves sick, but they can't exhale the CO2 that well. Some backs up in their system. It's nuts. You never quarantine healthy people. Historically, you know, you don't want to wear a mask like that. And I mean, you know, if you're doing a surgery on someone, maybe, you know, in a medical situation where you got infected people, but in public and riding around in your car, it's crazy. All this craziness is coming out. So they're switching the narrative, the media, because public is waking up and they switched it now to a new fear porn, you know, with the demonstrations. Excuse me. So, have an article to confirm the update point on number five above by Judge Anna. That number five above was regarding the complaint forum to report censorship on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. There's an article that goes into explains this in more detail. Big day for fairness. White House plans to empower FCC to regulate American social media. Social media giants possess the dangerous power, according to Trump, and he signed an executive order that strips social media companies of their liability shield. This is an important point, but by extension, think about it. When will Trump sign an executive order that strips vaccine companies of their liability shield? You know, vaccine companies are protected by laws that they're not liable for vaccine damage, and they have vaccine courts. They've paid out billions of dollars for all the vaccine damage. While they're telling people in the media that vaccines are safe, they're paying out. They have a liability shield that they can't be sued, and they have secret vaccine courts paying, you know, like a hush fund. Paying out people they've paid out billions of dollars to people that have been from injuries or deaths from vaccines, but when people accept the money, they have to agree to silence, confidentiality agreement, which means It's like a hush fund, so they don't talk about how they were damaged by vaccines. So again, the grand illusion is being exposed. All this is coming out. Think about it. How long will it take for our illustrious leaders to realize that self-governing social networks will thrive with a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction as involved and evolved our individual and collective common sense in social media? It's almost like there's been a liability shield in the social media where they can have freedom of speech to say whatever they want about the conservative right and to censor the conservative right, but at the same time, nobody can sue social media. So Trump has signed an executive order that strips vaccine companies of their liability shield, and hopefully he will do the same, with the same protection of freedom of speech, to strip social media giants from their indemnity from lawsuits for suppression of freedom of speech, but this will be ending soon. I mean, we're really seeing publicly a massive healing crisis, that all the hypocrisy and deceit, that all this deception regarding our health freedoms and the health truth and our freedoms in general are being suppressed, have been shut down, for months now. And all the BS, and of course the protection of this insanity, with a liability shield, not just the vaccine companies, but the major media companies, is being stripped away. So we're looking at a mass enlightenment process. And of course, I've been talking about for some time that the revolution in higher consciousness, social media, consciousness, social conscience and social media will be optimized, will be accelerated, with a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with the language of consciousness, so that instead of being unconscious of how they're not conscious, they'll become more conscious of how they are conscious, how we are more conscious, individually and collectively, a new common sense for global revolution and higher consciousness. This has been a major theme I've been talking about on the Cosmic Love Show for some time, especially since the beginning of the year, because we're right on the cusp of Aquarius and all the misqualified energies of the dark cycle, the Pisces, misqualified energies of the Piscean age are like being purged as the light of Aquarius surges, is bringing up all that's less than light, all that's less than light and love. It's on the surface, and we're seeing it. It's like symptoms of a dis-ease in the social body, basically in the body politic, a dis-ease is being purged. It's a healing crisis. And a lot of you know that when I talk about this interactive interface for global conscience, social conscience in our social media, I've been working on this since I gave a presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government back in 1974, it was a visionary summit of leading luminaries for 3 days in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill. I give a firsthand account of that with a link on the blog and the article, and you can click on that and read that article. It's a true story. I mean, back in 1974, I've been working on this, introducing it, proposal to these 10 agencies of the federal government. And it's quite a story what happened. I never forget, 26 years later from that 1974 experience on Capitol Hill, at the turn of the millennium, 2000, I upgraded this universal interface model in a holistic trend fit with the natural progression of the huge computer internet revolution that was peaking back in 2000. I think it peaked back in the growth rate accelerated. I was peaking back in 1997 through 2000. I was like a global revolution in higher consciousness with information power like the planet had never seen. You know, when you know better, you can do better. And the knowledge power, you know, the effect of it going mainstream was truly an upgrade, update, revolution in higher consciousness. So two decades later, in this Aquarian vision of, by, and for the United Sovereigns of Earth has gone global. It's out there now, worldwide. Point being is that hardware is what co-creation does. And in the meantime, stupid is what stupid does. I mean, you've got the radical, when I say the radical right, the liberal, I mean, the radical left, the liberal left, I mean, they're wearing the mask and saying, you know, people wearing the mask and saying, I'm not willing to risk death just to preserve our way of life. Shut everything down. That's the extreme left, liberal left, whatever you want to say. Shut everything down to protect us, our way of life. Well, I mean, really? You think about the real heroes on Memorial Day, and this is, you know, kind of the reality of today. Where liberals in 2020 are facing a 99.7% survival rate, whereas our, you know, as I give this presentation today, I think it's the 75th anniversary of D-Day today. I think, yeah, that's right, June 6, 2020. Our forefathers back in 1944 with the D-Day invasion, they faced almost certain death. The liberals today are facing a 99.7% survival rate, and they're cowering, you know, behind their fear mask because they believe, you know, that they're in danger from this virus. And as I've exposed in depth in articles and videos in this compendium, and there's multiple videos and articles that go into this, and this and other compendiums, that this is all a mainstream media deception. Women are more susceptible to this because there's so much fear pumped into the mainstream consciousness through mainstream media. So much fear mongering, so much fear porn that people that aren't more logical, linear, left brain, you know, discernment, you know, that have more logical, processing of information behind what's really going on, that people that aren't more, when I say left brain dominant, which men tend to be, women tend to be more right brain dominant. They're, you know, like they think more with their feelings, whereas men tend to feel more with their thinking. By that, I mean, you know, the logical processing, you know, people that think for themselves and think through can process in-depth information. You know, a lot of information of an in-depth nature. People who think for themselves can watch these videos and realize what's really going on. They realize that wearing a mask is not going to help, unless again you're working with infected people, elderly, you know, who are in a home where there is a lot of sickness would justify a mask. But, and I could go on to this. Some people, this is redundant information for a lot of people listening to this. And some of these videos are kind of repeating a theme I've talked about in previous shows and previous blogs. In this compendium I did on Memorial Day on the crisis 2020, I do go into some more dimensions of this, the future of holistic healing, what comes, you know, next after the pandemic, you know, what quantum healing is on the horizon, quantum integrative medicine is our future, what that will look like, how that will work with quantum healing, how it was pioneered back in 1991. There's a link, an article on that, and how it's going mainstream. This quantum healing with during Aquarian Spring was a 10-year period, you know, from during the 2020s, excuse me. So quantum physics is a new scientific foundation for integrative medicine, quantum medicine for the coronavirus, Quantum physics has revealed our act of observing the universe influences the universe that we are observing. You know, we are in the universe is in us, which is to say that our act of observation is creative. And the flow of creative quantum energy through any system acts to organize and heal that system. These are first principles of quantum law. The Aquarian Age will be known as the Quantum Age. We'll be going into more understanding of quantum principles, quantum law, quantum reality, quantum science, how the frequencies of energies can be used for disinfecting viruses, neutralizing viruses, and how that works, neutralizing disease organisms, whether they be bacteria, viruses, fungus, whatever. So disinfecting coronaviruses in human bodies is easy when using frequencies of energy, but never speak about that openly, because if you do, you engage the deep state's wrath, as witnessed by President Trump. And there's an example you can click on what happened when Trump tried to basically confront the whole medical industrial complex, which is based on the big lie of the virus or the bacteria, and why that is a big lie, why the story really is that we shape the infrastructure terrain of our body, our minds, our health, and then that terrain shapes us. The body of global humanity becomes healthy to the extent that we culture holistic health in the biological terrain, from farm to table and one's microbiome. So the major part of the microbiome is in the gut, how we assimilate our nutrients. And the understanding here is that it's the toxic poisoning of our air, water, land, and food, and also the toxic effects of vaccines and EM, electromagnetic pollution, fouls the biological terrain with the shedding of viruses as the consequent side effect that is blamed on external pandemic BS, you know, belief system, that a dangerous flu-like virus has caused the shutdown that has been disintegrating the global economy. But folks, the problem is the biological terrain. It's not a virus. This is the core of the deception. This goes all the way back to Louis Pasteur, you know, his deathbed confession in 1895, when he said that microbes, you know, bacteria and viruses are nothing. He said that the soil, you know, the terrain of the host, the biological terrain, is everything. It's not the bacteria and viruses causing disease. It's the dis-ease in the terrain, the biological terrain, that causes the shedding and the production of bacteria and viruses that makes us sick. So the whole medical industrial complex based on the germ theory is backwards. It's treating the symptoms, not the cause. This is very hard to explain to people so they understand this. And back on May 27th, the National Propaganda Radio, you know, NPR, proclaimed that 100,000 people had died in the U.S. from the coronavirus, and that this was the most deaths compared to any country worldwide. But what the deep state media monopoly is not saying is that the U.S. public health ratings are actually the lowest among major modern countries, from 35th to 46th, depending on the source. But at any rate, people worldwide know that the Americans are the sickest population, one of the sickest populations of major modern countries on the earth. And the reason for this, for the sick health of Americans, is the cradle-to-grave culture of a mass inoculation with toxic vaccines, and then the mass drugging of side effects from those vaccines for an even more toxic terrain, biological terrain, that causes cellular stress and the shedding of viruses and bacteria and erupting as sickness, disease, which again throw more toxic drugs at those symptoms until you get a lot of seniors that are like walking pharmacies for between, you know, 7 and I think 11 is a standard, you know, like drug prescriptions that they're like, they're just extremely toxic. So what happens when you get 5G or other stressors come into that environment, Well, you have mass dying of people that are so sick. I mean, you know, people think they're healthy unless their nose is running and they're not feeling pain. When a lot of people have adapted, especially seniors, have adapted to a very low level of vital force and health. I mean, they got one foot in the grave. And then you get, you know, a real serious environmental stress, electromagnetic, you know, EMF pollution stress to their immune system, and it just kills them. And then they say it's COVID-19 that killed them. I mean, there's a study, and you can read this article. Study shows direct correlation between 5G networks and coronavirus outbreaks. Well, it wasn't a coronavirus outbreak. It was an electromagnetic whack, you know, ELF, electromagnetic frequency whack on people's immune system, and it killed them outright, and they blamed it on coronavirus. I mean, study proves, and you can read this article, it's May 4th. It proves that coronavirus symptoms follow 5G rollouts around the globe. Now, this is mind-blowing to a lot of people. And there's a video on this that explains this extremely well. And the video, is, I put it on BitChute because this video was blocked on YouTube, which is censoring a lot of truth. And what this comes down to is that both 5G and vaccines have side effects that harm and kill people. And the combination of the two of them together are just really lethal to people that already have health problems and have adapted to a very low level of vital health. I mean, are you aware that 5G, the 5G promise of multi-trillion-dollar markets is overriding safety? I mean, would you agree that truth of harm from 5G and vaccines is the real reason behind the censorship by big tech and big pharma in collusion with big media drug pushing? I mean, they don't want this all exposed. This exposure is going mainstream. Is why they switched the narrative, you know, from the virus to the riots. And that was all, you know, that's all. There's a whole false flag story in that I'm getting to. So the video I have there from BitChute is everything you wanted to know about coronavirus, pandemic, 5G, 60 gigahertz, millimeter waves, and vaccines, but pharmaceutical media won't tell you. This is powerful, folks. If you pause the podcast at this point, watch this video on 5G, blow your mind. It's very well. There's Ashley, what's her name? Ashley Judd. She comes in this video and explained very well. So vigilant people worldwide are finding what's really going on behind the scenes of the giant hoax and scandemic, plandemic illusion that is hammered relentlessly in the mass mind by incessant fake stream media fear-mongering. Call it fear porn, fear-mongering. You know, collect the dots, folks, and get a grip. You know, again, here we are today, 75th anniversary of D-Day. Our forefathers in 1944 are facing an almost certain death hitting the beaches in Normandy. And a lot of them just were massacred. I mean, it was extremely, you know, courageous of so many young men. But today, we're all facing like a 99.7 survival rate from a coronavirus. It turns out to be no more lethal than the common flu. But the statistics were manipulated, and after several months of this, now they now know that they reduced the level of people who are dying from the flu and increased the level of people dying from coronavirus, the same amount that was the flu before, because virtually it was what they call coronavirus. Things are no more different than they were before. I mean, it's all illusion. It was a scam. So that dimension of it, that was that compendium. A lot of videos and articles there you can read on your own. The follow-up piece I just did the other day, which is pretty intense. This gets into the riots, folks. The Pandora Soros box, you know, Pandora's box, and the graphic from Ben Garrison, which is brilliant. About the Pandora Soros box and what's going on with the murder outrage, the protests, the looting, the curfews, martial law, civil war, how this is all being orchestrated again by the deep state media and why they're doing it. I mean, the plandemic has opened the Pandora's box. Like I say, the plandemic was a live exercise. It was planned. It's opened the Pandora's box. The riots are plan B. Be aware of plan C, you know, as in problem, reaction, solution. Of course, the solution is more divide to conquer as far as the deep state is concerned, because people are rising up worldwide, and they're basically demanding rights that the power trips to the power elite, you know, do not want. So this is a battle over health rights, health freedom, core freedoms, freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government. We've seen suppression of all of them. Why? Same reason. You know, again, public is waking up worldwide. The power trips to the power elite are trying to put the cap on it. So this Pandora's box has been opened. And, of course, the solution to this, we're talking about the deep state, the solution to the deep state is the high state. And this pandemic and this expose and this article, this blog on the Pandora's box opened, you can skip to the bottom for the high state alternative to the deep state. The high state alternative to the deep state is claim the victory of a higher power, and there's a powerful, powerful dictation from the mighty victory from the spiritual realms. It'll blow your mind. Just watch it with an open mind and see if it has a ring of truth to it, folks. You can skip to the bottom and watch that now, of the second reality report, but is in, again, included in the podcast. In the show notes, you'll see it at the bottom on the reality report, Pandora's box open. You can follow along as I go through this, and you can watch that video from Mighty Victory, the spirit of victory, of overcoming of all this insanity, inanity, profanity that's basically broadcast within the fake stream media, the lamestream media, as though it's the truth. So, I mean, ask yourself, is it true that the lamestream media exaggerated the mortality danger of virus? It's the virus, it's the virus. As one more attempt, like Russia did it, you know, Russia did it, Russia did it. Remember that? All to dump Trump. That's the Democrat, the demo plan A. Dump Trump. Create a crisis, blame it on Trump. This is the deep state agenda. I mean, are you aware that the media swamp's new focus now is on riots, riots, riots? And this is plan B. More fear, more division, more lockdown. The people are wising up. The power elite want to shut it down. How they want to shut it down? You know, isolate them in their homes. You know, home quarantine, home lockdown, business lockdown, economic lockdown. Collapse the system. If they can't run it, own, and control the system, then they're going to just as well destroy it. This is the nefarious agenda of the extreme left. Call it communist. Call it deep state. Call it the inversion and perversion and subversion of freedom and democracy, whatever you want to call it. I mean, this is where they want to go with their plan C. You know, the dark side deep state strategists who plan to combine plan A and plan B. Plan A with the pandemic. Plan B, you know, with social chaos, with the riots. They intend to combine these for plan C. So think about it. To lock things down. And of course, the alternative to that, is to expose that. And once you're exposed, they have no power. They have no power other than the power that we give them publicly. Once people are aware of how bad things are, how good things can be, then basically the illusion and the delusion will disperse like, you know, the fog at the dawn of day. So there's an extraordinary video, quality video by Robert David Steele. It's only short. I think it's about 8 minutes long, 11 minutes. And, you know, he goes into what's going on with the riots. And now it again, they're sedition. And there are solutions to it and what that looks like. and it gives a good overview. And there's another video that was just published a few days ago, and it gets into it finishes up at the last minute in the Plan C synopsis. But it exposes the riots for what it is, the extreme left, the socialist, communist, democratic, far extreme left agenda. If they can't own and control it, and then they'll just destroy the economy and blame it on Trump. I mean, it's pitiful. It's extreme, but watch it for yourself. See what you think with an open mind. Those who think for themselves or are critical thinkers that can think, with inductive, deductive, syllogistic reasoning and process information, with an open mind. This is an extraordinary video. It's a little bit longer than the first one by Dr. Robert David Steele. Both of them are good. I know Robert David Steele. I had him on my show a couple times. The guy's brilliant. His story is brilliant. And so between these two videos, you get a good overview of what's going on. And again, we can see that there's a new reason for a different form of lockdown. This is an article by John Rappaport. They want to lock things down now for different reasons. And the combined, of COVID-19 and the riots, there's operational connections between the two. They plan to combine the two for a different form of lockdown. That's a good article by John Rappaport, who I've had on the show several times also. So I highly recommend, if you have time, to really get the backstory on that. It's brilliant. I love the quote by Edmund Burke, "For evil to succeed, it is only necessary for good men to do nothing." So that's leads into the bottom line, which is just in time, all this negative stuff. There's a very inspiring video by, "Claim the Victory of Higher Power." It's a victory by the spirit of victory, mighty victory. It's like a cosmic being that's coming through this from the Heart Center .org organizations to David Christopher Lewis. Again, I highly recommend, with an open mind, you listen to this video. There are points in this video that, are truly inspired. The whole thing is truly inspired, but there's points that were just brilliant. I think it'll put a wind in the sails of anyone that wants to have victory over this depressing event that we've seen the last couple of months with the shutdown. And, for example, at 8 minutes and 30 seconds, there's a quote that I taken from it, where Mighty Victory says, "This is the key to self-realization, to fully accept that God as the geometry of divinity exists right within the center of your being." I mean, you say that being is an acronym for be in God being. But the point being is the geometry of divinity, spiritual geometry, basically the order of the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe. Mighty Victory references that. The harmonic order, might say the constitution of cosmic law, universal law, natural law, the fractal order, geometry of the holographic universe. He refers to this understanding that to fully accept that God as the geometry of divinity, G-O-D, geometry of divinity, exists right within the center of your being. This is the major theme of the Cosmic Love Show, frame of reference for understanding the order of the universe. I was really amazed and inspired to hear the Mighty Victory say this out of the blue. I was surprised to hear this dictation that came up just as I was finishing the show, became available. So there's a point of inspiration, again, the spirit of overcoming. All that is less than the Christ, all that is less than love. So more light and love, easier and faster. This is the spirit of Aquarius, the Aquarian mandate. As the prime directive meets the Aquarian field, this is the final article I have in the blog. It's an update on the Aquarian mandate, the understanding that as the quantum field energy of Aquarius surges, the residual momentum of Pisces purges like a healing crisis in the body of Earth that takes on a fearful form all its own in the human condition. We're seeing it with the pandemic. We're seeing it with the fear porn. We're seeing it with the riots. the fear-mongering and all this inordinate misqualified energy is on the surface being transmuted. So inordinate fears challenge ordained faith, and thanks to the computer, the global computer internet revolution, evolution, revolution, revelations, the new capabilities of instant everywhere and interactive communications has cultured a new common sense, effective sensory perception. ESP has a more enlightened more enlightened 5D nature of by and for unity and diversity, real community for the family of mankind in a global village. Us as the united sovereigns of Earth. In the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's common law, patterns of perfection, and common language for inspired direction, centering love within so as we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. So a higher concept of Aquarian love is going mainstream with a higher frequency of love and action, culturing the spirit that matters in resonance with the heart of the high-frequency, deep-space energies of Aquarius that our solar system transverses for almost 2,000 years. We're in Aquarius now, folks. We're on the cusp, moving into these deep-space energies for the next 2,000 years. I mean, that whole spirit, the holistic spirit, and otherwise Holy Spirit, is a portal to prosperity, the abundant life, as natural follows from the Holy Spirit of abundant love in action. The Holy Spirit of love in action, the interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications with love in action. There's more on this, quite a bit more that you can read for yourself at Aquarian Mandate. For the inspiration and aspiration to Holy Spirit, Aquarian energies, Aquarian love, light and love, more light and love, easier and faster. So welcome to Aquarius. There's a lot of information on this compendium videos and a great video on heart coherence, you know, the spirit that matters at the heart of the Aquarian Age. And I want to thank everyone for listening. This has been kind of an intense show. There's a lot of intense energies out there. Keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.